Former Juneau Representative Bruce Weirach was fined $1,000 and received a suspended sentence of 3 months in prison for working with unregistered lobbyists. KTOO's Matt Miller has the story.
Weirach pled guilty Monday to a single state misdemeanor charge of knowingly helping or participating with unregistered lobbyists engage in lobbying activities. That was in exchange for federal prosecutors to drop their longstanding case against Weirach. U.S. Department of Justice attorney Kevin Driscoll made an appearance as a special state counsel.
And beyond that, we make no recommendation on sentence and leave it to your honor's discretion.
Defense attorney Doug Pope says the plea agreement was under negotiation for at least 4 weeks. Federal prosecutors had alleged that Weirach solicited Bill Allen, former CEO of oil field services company Vico, for a job when the legislature was considering an oil tax measure and possible natural gas pipeline project. A trial in the federal case had been planned for May. Defense attorney Ray Brown says Weirach was innocent of the federal charges. He says Weirach never met with Allen or Vico Vice President Rick Smith in room 604 of Juneau's Baranoff Hotel or took money from them. Brown also characterized it as routine practice for Weirach or any other attorney to send out multiple solicitation letters to potential clients, not just Vico. And Brown claims they have evidence that Weirach voted against the oil tax bill favored by Vico.
I can tell you that his family has gone through hell. Bruce has suffered irreparable harm, both emotionally and professionally. And he spent over $300,000 in defense costs and got all the way to the United States Supreme Court. And I think that's enough.
The U.S. Supreme Court last year narrowed the definition of honest services fraud, one of the original charges against Weirach, so it no longer applies to a non-disclosure of conflict of interest. During sentencing Tuesday, much of the discussion centered on the federal case's apparent deficiencies and collateral effects. But District Court Judge Keith Levy says he could only consider the state law intended to provide the public information on who is trying to influence their legislators.
It's that right to know, the public's right to know. And that's, in my mind, what makes this so serious. It's a violation of a trust. And when that trust is violated, the democratic process is harmed. I mean, I don't think that's hyperbole. I think that's very real.
Weirach told the court he's sorry and takes responsibility for the facts laid out in the plea agreement. He accused the media of getting the story all wrong, and he says he never believed he was guilty of the charges lodged by the federal government. He did not answer any questions outside of the courtroom.
No citizen of this country should have to have gone through what I've gone through. And what the federal government, they've done to me, they could do to anyone. So I really think the salvation of the state is the watchfulness of its citizens. I look forward to a bright tomorrow and spending time with my family, and that's all I have to say. Thank you.
Weirach served in the state house representing a portion of Juneau from 2003 to 2007. He was indicted in May of 2007 after a corruption probe by the U.S. Department of Justice that resulted in indictments of other lawmakers like former House Speaker Pete Cott, former Wasilla Representative Vic Coring, and U.S. Senator Ted Stevens. Attorney General Eric Holder moved to throw out Stevens' conviction because of misconduct by prosecutors, and that was before Stevens died in a plane crash last year. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Matt Miller.